All right, we're back with Wave Station and Alan. How's it going there, Alan?
Good, enjoyed that set, Melody.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was some stuff.
A bag of tricks.
Yeah, that was a bag of five songs. last one there was Anodyne Locals from Vancouver here. That's off of Moving Parts. That's the song Saint Sebastian. And I was thinking, you know, if we still made people saints, I believe we should make Sinead a saint. Something.
Let's make her a saint tonight.
Yeah, let's do it. You and I will have a ceremony out back. Some bloodletting and burning of a few things.
Tobacco.
Oh, yeah, tobacco.
A cigarette for Sinead.
Oh, we could do that at least. okay, so before that one was the band Warm, also from Vancouver, song Perfectly Away. That's off of Death Ron that was put out in July of this year. And they are playing a show with Anodyne. I think it's at... Oof. I wish I could rely on my memory just a little bit more here, but I think it's at Redgate. I don't want to be wrong about this. Well, hey, you know, this is not the town crier. If you want to know, go find out. You know you got internet, right? I hope so. Please, I hope so. If you don't, please have a friend who has internet. Well, anyway. Before this one, Baby is the song. Purling Hiss, a band from Philly. The release is called Drag on Gerard. It was put out in March of this year. And did you know that the record label told Sinead maybe she shouldn't have her baby just before she put out... I said that earlier. Okay, well, anyway. Yeah, you're hearing it again. So these are all slightly weirdly informed by Sinead again, so bear with me. I'm obsessed. The song Circle by Bulldog Eyes out of North Carolina. I couldn't find any information about it, the song Circle, except for that Spotify recommended it to me, okay? Let's scratch that. Some streaming agent recommended it to me. And in the bio of this person, they said that they had epilepsy from being abused, like they were badly abused as a child. And I was just thinking about how and how they were using music to like work through their feelings and their trauma. Just like Sinead was saying in the documentary in some of the footage she spoke to about that topic. So there's Sinead again connected. Right on time. Well, I don't have anything to say about Sinead, but that was by Alalaz. They're off of Zuma 85. They're a band out of LA, and they are putting out Zuma 85 in October this year. And Right on Time was one of the teaser tracks. Okay?
Sounds good.
That's that. We can move along. And we can just play some more music, and let's do it. Ready? Okay, we're not going to do it until you're ready.
I said I am.
Oh, I am? I thought you said
Maybe you need to turn my mic off.
Okay, let's do it.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
The woman makes the men all pause, and if you got a woman, she might make you forget yours. There's a five-letter word that describes her character, but her brain's been washed by an actor. And every real man that tries to approach, comes the cold thing comes, it gets just like a rope. I don't think I can handle, she goes channel to channel, phone looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero.
Zero. Yo, baby, you got to cut that garbage off. Yo, I wanna watch the game. What are you doing? Hey, yo, let me tell you a little something. I'ma take all your soap and I'm gonna hang them on the rope. You know what I'm saying? Cause that garbage you watching don't make no sense. Hey, yo, let me tell you a little something, baby. I'ma take your set and I'ma throw it out the window.
G. 2, 7, 5, 4, 8. She watched, she said, all added up to zero. And nothing in her hand. She turns and turns, and she hopes her soul. All for real, she learns that it ain't true, no. But she won't survive and rather die than lie. For the fool, for some dude on the tube. I don't think I can handle. She goes channel to channel, cold looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero. Channel Zero.
single.
Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. All right. Let me talk about this music and let us say. The last song was called I'm Single by a band called Heavy Times out of Chicago. They put that out in 2013 on a release called Fix It Alone.
Nice.
Song before that one, Dicey.
You're really rolling them tonight.
You know what? There's no holds barred on this show. And if I'm going to play some metal, some hardcore, I'm going to play it.
Yeah, you're going to roll the dice.
Dicey. Oh, I get you. The band is called Gel. They say they're American. They don't say where they're from. I'm sure I could find out if I tried harder.
One of those cryptic bands that likes to be mysterious.
Yeah, all I know is they've got bangers there. I'd like to see them. They're a hardcore band fronted by at least one woman in that band. Mm-hmm. Only Constant is the name of the release, and it's put out sometime this year.
Nice.
Cryptically, sometime. I don't know when. And Sanctum of Rot by Disposal.
These are great titles.
That's off the self-titled release, put out in 2021. They're from Burnsville, Minnesota.
Nice.
I wonder what kind of place that is.
Midwestern, cold.
Yeah, cold. Okay.
Hockey. Obsessed.
Small town. Yeah. We're assuming a lot of things. Sorry to the American listeners, but yeah, it's probably true. Anyway, New Wage Slavery was a song before that one from a band called End It. And they're from Baltimore, and that came off of Unpleasant Living, 2022.
If we could just step back for a sec. Mm-hmm. We met a lot of Minnesotans last week.
Didn't we?
So we got a sense of the vibe up there. I mean, they're from the Tri-City or the Tri-Cities. Yeah. More urban Minnesotans, but we got a sense what Minnesota's all about.
Well, you know what I found interesting is that in this day and age, like, let's say rewind 15, 20 years ago, they would have all been in New York. Those people that we met, like, they're artists, they're
musicians.
They would have probably all gravitated there, but, you know, given the current economic climate and housing market, like, they're not doing that. The people aren't doing that these days, and...
No, they're living in their parents' basements.
Right. But also, like, American real estate is potentially way cheaper than ours.
True.
Yeah. However, it's still never cheap to live in New York. Oh, it was. We could have done it.
1975, sure.
We could have done it in the 90s.
Yeah, early 90s. Like, by the late 90s, things started to price out.
Yeah.
That's when the East Village started to dissipate and become the... bankrupt, gentrified space that it is today. It's depressing. I hate going to New York.
It
just reminds me of what once was.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you go?
Sound pretentious.
Did you go like way back in the day?
Yeah.
I did not. I set my sights on Montreal. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess, growing up kind of in the situation I didn't think I had the money to go live in New York or the chutzpah, let's say. Mm-hmm. But I went to Montreal. Mm-hmm. I mean, Montreal was the place to go and still is for a lot of people in Canada.
Yeah.
It's still cheaper than a lot of other cities.
Yeah. Although finding places isn't always easy and moving day is hell, apparently. one day, there's an annual move day a year, apparently, in Montreal and Quebec.
You know, you're making me think.
Everybody scrambles, you know, on that one day to get moving vans and people to help them, and it's a total gong show, apparently. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, you're bringing back some memories, man. Like, of people just basically sending shit across, stuff across, like, the road.
Right. Including their fridges and their stoves, which they have to bring with them because it's not legal tender for landlords to have those appliances.
Oh, they don't have to provide them.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Where were we in this? We talked about new wage slavery. Okay. First song in the set, She Watch, Channel Zero, Public Enemy. It takes a nation of millions to hold us.
I remember that record.
Back. Let me try that again. It takes a nation of millions to hold us back. 1988.
Yeah, that was a pivotal record.
So I played this, you know, it made its way into the set because Sinead, with the, you know, she had the Public Enemy logo painted on her head. For her first, her big, huge debut performance at the Grammys.
Yeah, I remember her hobnobbing with rappers in hip-hop culture at a time when a lot of whites were not.
Yeah. No, she had rappers open for her at her concerts and stuff.
Right.
One thing I remember, I think we talked about this the other night, is how she was wearing Nikes, and she had this, like, you know, to me, you know, obviously she was the vision and the picture of, like, punk style, right? And in fact, like, when I was 18, I shaved my head for the first time, like, and it was like, I didn't think that it was because of Sinead necessarily at the time, because it had been, like, a few years since I was listening to her. But definitely, now looking back, like, she inspired me, and I think we were probably in the same mind. We both had, like, long hair and everything, and we were expected to be a certain way as a female and we both rebelled against it. I was rebelling in my own way, but anyway,
you said something about Nike, her wearing Nike.
Yeah, she was wearing Nikes, and she was talking about, like, it's like the interviewer was describing what she was wearing, and I myself had kind of, like, always loved hip-hop, and yet I was a young punk, so I kind of felt like
a bit torn.
Not so much torn, but just, like, I didn't really quite know where to fit these two pieces of my life together. But definitely not thinking Nikes were cool, because remember in the 90s, Nike was, like, the place that had the sweatshops, even though, as we quickly learned, all of them potentially do.
But they were cool in the 80s. Keith Haring used to wear a lot of Nike shoes.
Yeah.
So they were considered hip up into a certain, until that, that blew up, that story and the investigation into the sweatshops, I think, in Southeast Asia, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think it's more like a 90s sensibility, kind of looking back on a more of an 80s, But also, when you really put it all in perspective, it doesn't matter what shoes, like, really, within a short order, you find out that all of the shoe manufacturers are doing kind of the same, using the same practices, right? I don't know what they're doing this day and age.
Some professionals, they're supposed to be out of that business these days, but who knows?
Highly doubtful. Anyway, let us go into the next bit of music here, and we'll talk.